Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Back in the 1800s, Alexander Graham Bell was the first scientist to demonstrate the optoacoustic effect. That's the ability to transmit sound information on light. Now, Dr. Bill Whelan is refining that optoacoustic technology for use in diagnosing cancer. Dr. Whelan is a professor of physics and department chair at the University of Prince Edward Island.
Basically, the way it would work is that pulse light would be sent into the tissue and would be taken up by the different cells of the tissue, both normal cells and cancerous cells. The cells would emit unique sound frequencies and amplitudes, and that sound would travel in all dimensions out of the tissue and would be collected by what we call sound detectors or transducers. And those transducers would measure the strength of the sound, the frequency of the sound, and also where the sound came from. So one could actually go backwards and locate exactly where that sound source emanated, in other words, where that cancer cell is within breast tissue for the application of breast cancer.
Dr. Bill Whelan expects optoacoustics will one day be used to identify different forms of cancer. It will reduce the need for biopsies and may even replace X-ray mammograms. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.